Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a special rebroadcast of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, you rise and shine. I almost forgot that part. Rise and shine. You're on with It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? Okay, that's what I like to hear. It's a wonderful day, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, we know what the next question is going to be, and it's a loaded one. Yes, yes, yes. Where were you yesterday? Yesterday, we were shaking the Monday morning blues, and boy, did that happen. There was no blues to be found over here. On It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, we had, you know, our relationship clinic was closed, and we had relationship rumors yesterday. And that wasn't the special part. The special part was we invited your favorite people to the party yesterday. We had our Pastor Charlene Beard. We had our Minister AJ from Church Folk Day. You're voted number one. We then brought in our Pastor KL and our brother Al Bynum, who's from our Men's Day. Yes, on Fridays, our Freestyle Friday Day. You're voted number two favorite day of the week. And when I tell you the combination of the two, oh my goodness. I got some phone calls and texts about yesterday. The folk were loving it. Yes, yes, yes. They had a good time. The party was on and popping. And did we dispel some rumors or what? What did we talk about yesterday? We talked about, does your yin and yang work? You know, they say opposites attract. So we wanted to know from our panel what they thought. Did they give us their thought or what? Oh, my goodness. Got a little more than what I bargained for. So, I'm not even going to bother to tell you and debrief. No, I'm not doing that. You are going to have to just go back, press that link, and go back and find what exactly it was that they talked about. But I have to say, it was fun. It was fun. And the best part about it was the party went on and nobody got ill. Yeah, it was a safe party. It was virtual. It was over the phone. And nobody got the COVID-19 virus from, you know, being at the party. Now, that's the kind of party I love to be at. But I have to tell you, they showed up at the last minute and they showed out. And not only did the listeners have a ball, but so did the panel. It was a lot of fun. It was clean. It was churchy. It was godly, but yet it was a lot of fun because you kind of got to see the real side of people. Yes, we have lives too. Just because you're in the ministry doesn't mean that you can't have a good time. And that's what a lot of people think about. Some people think that, you know, church people are boring. Well, if you stick around and listen to his due time with Pastor Steph, you could not possibly believe that for very long because they know how to have a good time. And I always say, you know, despite the things that, you know, may not go as you may have planned it, whoever's at the party is supposed to be at the party, yes. Everybody who's at the party, you know, that's who's supposed to be there. You're ultimately not, you know, really missing anybody because you always end up enjoying those who show up. So despite the last-minute cancellation, God always has a ram in the bush, and he sent a wonderful replacement yesterday. So, what else went down on Shaking the Monday Morning Blues? Well, none else than our wonderful switch with Shantice. And what did she talk about yesterday? Well, she talked about making that switch and paying attention to some things that, you know, you normally don't pay attention to. You know, when we make mistakes, we start panicking and thinking that it's all over and God is going to smash us and punish us. And no, well, she told you to check them thoughts. Switch the way you think. Stop thinking the worst at the end of the day. God's always got some training in your lesson that little spank can turn out to be something that you just might enjoy. So, you know, she gave that was one of my favorite yesterday, I have to tell you. She did a fantastic job. And out of the 12 weeks, this was her switch tip number 12. That was my favorite. That sat at the top. That sat at the top. And again, I got some wonderful reviews on the switch tip. So if you didn't listen yesterday, you missed not just a whole lot. You missed a whole lot. Now, I keep telling you, it's only 2 hours. And people underestimate us because we're not, like, big-name people. But it goes down over here on his due time with Pastor Steph. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get from moment to moment. It is a party over here all the time, and we have a blast here, and I'm so happy that I have you with me each and every day. I could not do it without you. Yes, I can. I really can. As much as I love me, there would be no me without you. So, what's today? Today is Let's Talk About It Tuesday. So what are we going to talk about? Well, none other than the favorite of them all. It's Church Folk Day. Yes, our Pastor Ed Perry, our Pastor Charlene Beard, and our Minister AJ are here today by the grace of God to help you get your Church Folk Day on. Yes, and I'm sure they've got a treat. As always, they never let us down. They're always on their feet and always thinking. Always got some funny stuff and some serious stuff. and they know you. They know you well. So, yeah, because, you know, they've been church folk themselves. And, you know, at the end of the day, they still are church folk. So, we want you to make sure you go get your coffee, your tea, your juice, whatever it is you drink. Go get your breakfast and make sure you get comfortable. Because we got a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day prepared for you. Yes, I said a day because this is how we even get, you know, this is how we get our day started. And, you know, this lasts us throughout the day. Yesterday I was, you know, talking to Shanti and I said, you know, I'm so glad this takes place first thing in the morning. Because once this is done, I didn't put in my 8 hours and I have been fed for the rest of the day. So I'm going to say it just like that. We've got a wonderful day, you know, planned for you. And we don't know what God has got planned. So that's why I always say we have a wonderful day planned. Because, again, without us even knowing it, God's always got something special in store for us. So let me make sure you get this phone number just in case your internet gets a little wacky quacky. 516-387-1358. Again, your number is 516-387-1358 if you want to text because you just don't want to talk. That's okay because Shantice is on the front line receiving your text and your calls. So give her a text. Hit her up, 347-285-7777. Again, the number is 347-285-7777. Make sure you tell a friend. See, this is already something that you should have already gotten done before you even get here. Yes, you're supposed to tell a friend early, not now, early, because then that means you just might be missing something yourself. So we don't want you to miss anything, okay? Come on, let's get this together. You should have this, you know, you have this in order already. Pick up the phone, get that texting done like you like to do. And tell somebody that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. So, you know, always got to have my little reminders and announcements, you know. So make sure you just kind of sit back and you should be able to call me up with an announcement or a review of what you've heard. Because we've got to make sure we share the knowledge, you know, God gives us so that we can share. And, you know, if we're not sharing brand new knowledge, we just have to remind some people to do some things. So we're going to have a couple of reminders today. Just make sure you stay safe, all right? So it's Let's Talk About It Tuesday over here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Make sure you keep it locked.
I'm Dr. Oxides Barbeau, the city's doctor. You're hearing about COVID-19 every day and why it's important to stay home as much as possible to protect yourself and others from its spread. But if you're not feeling well, I want you to get the care you need. If you have a fever, cough, or a sore throat, you may have COVID-19. If your symptoms are not very severe, stay home, take your temperature at least once a day, and watch for signs of getting worse. If you have chest pain or trouble breathing, call 911 or go to an emergency room right away. Please, don't wait. The city provides medical care regardless of immigration status or ability to pay. If you need help finding a doctor, call 311.
Good morning. You're on with It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and it's Let's Talk About It Tuesday. Yes, we're already at Tuesday. Can you imagine? The day went by so quickly yesterday. So we're already here, and we got to get some, you know, information to you. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good, and unfortunately, our little news today, it's not all that great. But, you know, I got to share it with you because we got to make sure we have our news nonetheless. And I wanted to share with you that more than 40 members of a church in rural Alabama have tested positive for coronavirus after attending a multi-day revival festival. Okay, the revival included a number of religious services which were held over multiple days last week. The pastor of Warrior Creek Missionary Baptist Church said the virus had impacted nearly the totality of his congregation. Oh, he said the whole church has got it just about. Oh, my goodness. Now, he has also tested positive for the virus. Now, I mean, come on now. Now, what are we going to do if we ain't even got leadership? If leadership can't even come to church, okay? Well, he says the church normally has 80 to 100 people, and last week they had their revival service, and they had to shut down on Friday after the staff learned that one of the participants had actually tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. And he said they had church Wednesday night. They were in revival, not just the night, but the morning and the night. And he says on the way back home on Thursday, they found out that somebody had contracted and tested positive for the COVID virus, okay? So then he said by Friday night, everybody was sick. Everybody was sick. Now, remember now, he says it almost wiped out the entire congregation, okay? So unfortunately, probably, you know, visitors as well, not just, you know, his church. He says they did enact some social distancing measures. And they did not require them to wear face masks during the services. He said that most families sat together, and many of the other churchgoers did skip the sessions due to the virus. They decided they were not going to go. But unfortunately, the church fell ill. And here's what he said that struck me as very, very interesting. He said, we knew what we were getting into. We knew the possibilities. He says he can't smell. He can't taste. He's got a little sinus issue. And he says the whole church has been running fever and headaches and terrible respiratory problems. This is what he said. He said the whole church has been running fever, headaches, and terrible respiratory problems. And, you know, that's just how it went down. But here's the thing that just really got to me. He says, but my goodness, man, for 3 days we had one of the old-time revivals. It was unbelievable. And everybody you ask, if you talk to our church members right now, they tell you we do it again. It was that good. Now, I got some pastors that's going to be on this line today, and I got to ask them, you know, if everybody, he said it wiped out the totality of his church, but it was good. And if we had to do it all over again, we'd do it again. It was that good. Now, I need to know what kind of poll he took. Did he really talk to everybody, or was this just his feelings? So we gonna have to chat about that today. We just gonna have to bring that up today. It is just amazing, you know, to hear that people, you done wiped out the whole church with this virus because you insisted on having revival service, not only in the day, but in the night, and there are no regrets. There are no regrets. That I think that is the most alarming part to Stephanie. Now, I'm just a little old me, my little pea brain, and, you know, that's just the way I'm thinking. But on to some other gathering news. They said that dozens of police officers were called to break up a massive party in Ocean County with hundreds of people in attendance. The party was advertised on Instagram as a mansion party and was held at a home on Mill Pond Road in the Whispering Hills section of Jackson Township Sunday night, and this is in New Jersey, okay? The party was reportedly held as a celebration of Liberian Independence Day and featured free food and alcohol and a twerking contest. Wow. $1,000 top prize for twerking was offered at a massive party held in Jackson, New Jersey. Also free food and booze, and more than 700 people showed up, and it took police from seven different agencies to break it up. So, we got the church that had the revival, and we got the other folk with the free food, free booze, and the twerking for $1,000. Now, in these days and times, I don't know. Do I need Jesus so bad that I just got to get to this revival to have, you know, to sit with my people and potentially attract the coronavirus, COVID-19, or do I go to the twerking contest with free food, free booze, with the hopes of winning $1,000? Now, I don't know which one is more appealing. Oh, Jesus. When you're coming back. You know, here's my thought. My thought is, which one is worse? The one that said we knew the risks and I didn't act in any level of, I don't know, there's a word I'm looking for, and maybe you know it. On the tip of my tongue, because I was just about to say it, and I quickly lost my word. But my thought is, you know, who's gonna have the sense? That's what I want to know. You know, it's one thing if you want to take a chance and have a weekly service, because from what I understand, there's another church here that we know, and they plan on starting services this weekend, and they can be a pretty, you know, nice-sized church. So it's one thing to say, okay, you know what, we're going to open up the church and we're going to have, you know, some social distancing practices and we're going to do our little thing here and, you know, we're going to spend a little time together, come in, go out. Let's call it a day. It's another thing to purposely plan a revival service for not only the daytime, but the nighttime. So twice a day, you're having gathering, and he said some social distancing, you know, practices, and he's right. Because it couldn't have been more than some when you didn't mandate that people wear a mask. And y'all going to, you know, be together twice a day. And now you done wiped out the whole church. The whole church is sick. Other than the ones that decided they just weren't going to take that chance. Because I really got to wonder. And like I said, I'm going to talk to my, you know, my fellow pastors about this. But my thing is, which one is more reckless? Which one is more reckless? Are we as Christian people acting in a safer frame of mind with God's people, you know, with God's people, you know, their well-being in the forefront? Are we putting that in the forefront of, you know, having a revival? Or are we just acting just as reckless as the people over in New Jersey who's got the twerking contest for $1,000, and they knew that would draw people. They knew that would draw people. They ain't stupid. They wanted people to come out, and they knew. So I'm going to venture to say this. Now, might get a little mad at me, and I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. I'm all right. But like I said, it's one thing. I might be able to swallow. We going to have one church service a week. But when I purposely plan a revival for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably through the rest of the weekend, because they don't stop on Saturday and Sunday, and you literally come back and say, we knew what we were getting into. And in all honesty, you knew what you were getting into. You know what you were getting into. Because here's the thing that I'm saying, you acting reckless. Alabama is one state sitting at the top of the list for a serious surge that's going on. It was only recently that they were mandated to wear masks in public. Mandated, not, you know, optional, because it's always been pretty much optional. But it was recently that they mandated that people wear it. So where's your head? Your state is one of the states in a heavy surge. And you're going to literally sit and say, I'm going to purposely endanger people. Yes, I'm using that word, because anytime you say, in my opinion, we knew what we were getting into. Now, the flock may be the flock, but you're the leader of the flock. And like I said, if you wanted to, you know, just say, okay, you know what, we want to quote unquote social distance on Sunday, Saturday, whatever day you're worshiping on, and we're going to have service. We're going to get up in here. We're going to get up out of here. And that's it. That's one thing. That's one thing, because I wouldn't be doing that either. But that's one thing. But to plan intentionally. I can't see you being much different than the people over in Jersey with the twerking and the free food and free booze. Because like I said, once you say free to people, then you know they're coming out. Free food, free booze, and then on top of that, you're giving $1,000 for the twerking, the best twerker, the one who could twerk the best. Because when I, you know, initially when I read the article, I thought it was one group of people. When I read free food, free booze, free and a twerking contest, it started leading me to the other side of the fence. I said, I don't know if it's them, because this kind of sound like us. We don't generally use the term, they don't generally use the term booze. I mean, in my little 53 years of living, and that we use the term booze. And twerking, now, in order to twerk well, you got to have like a little thing going on back there. And they don't have a thing going on back there most times. That's that's not something that, you know, they, you know, come with. They don't have that. We, on the other hand, do. Get me? You get the them and us thing? You get it? I know you get it because you're all the way ahead of me. So I'm saying to myself, well, I don't know who it is in rural Alabama who decided to have the revival. That they, I didn't look at pictures. I didn't try to look it up. But, you know, regardless of, you know, in my opinion, regardless of which side of the fence you fall on, you just willingly led the sheep to slaughter. Because here's the scary part. You don't know how many people that's going to cost them their life. You don't know. You know, remember now, this is not something we are just getting ill and we are going to brush off these illnesses. This stuff has a longer-term effect. You know, last week I was doing my little reading, you know, so I could bring you the news, and I came across a couple of articles that said, you know, this has a long-term effect on your organs, you know, depending on how bad you had it. You know, a lot of people were having some, you know, residual stuff. You know, they had some organ damage and things like that. This is not just, you know, for some people, it's not just I got this thing and I'm done. So even if your life was spared, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're walking away, you know, kind of just because I feel better, I'm left better. I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were talking about how there was a young lady, and she wasn't feeling well. She just wasn't feeling well. And finally, she took the time to go to the doctor, and they found out that she was in, I think they said, stage 3 renal failure. Renal failure. Like, near the dead. She's now on dialysis every day. This all because she just wasn't feeling well. And when they went and did more testing, they believed that it came from the COVID-19. That's the damage that the COVID-19 did to her organ. Everybody's not made the same. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, but we ain't all made the same. And every illness does not hit everyone the same way. Anytime they say you just being a simple diabetic puts you in danger of being more likely to get the coronavirus. I mean, how many millions of people are walking around with diabetes? It's just that's your body that is now compromised. You don't have it like the next person has it. People are still saying they can't quite taste and smell the same. They still can't taste and smell the same. And this is from the effect of the coronavirus, COVID-19. So, you know, that I'm saying all of this to say, you know, when we are putting people in danger, everybody ain't going to walk out this the same way. Everybody is not going to walk out this the same way. I was reading this morning. I opted not to bring you that story, opposed to the two stories that I brought you, and it was about some senator who bashed the coronavirus, COVID-19 mask wearing, and said that it was some conspiracy, and, you know, the government was doing this and the government was doing that, and, you know, it was a hoax. This Republican Senator Jason Rapert, whatever, however you pronounce his name, and he was hospitalized with the coronavirus on July 24th. Now, he banned it. Now, how many have we heard that, you know, talked about it and, you know, bashed it and made light of it and end up dying? It's happened. We got to make sure, you know, we're acting with some level of sanity. Get in, get out. You got to do it. Get in, get out. Let the people go home. But I mean, to put this together for days, a day, you know, the whole week, weekend. That's madness. That's madness. You're really not helping people to use the better judgment. You know, just act like it's what if. And I want to add this last little piece. You know, y'all might be tired of hearing me already, but I'm all right with that. I'm all right. You know, it's a due time with Pastor Steph. You know, so, you know, God has, you know, given me something to think about, and I want to share it with you. And here's what I want to share with you. Be careful of how the enemy uses you. God put people in your hands. Or, you know, he's allowed people to be in your hands. So we got to make sure we take care of God's people. And even if we don't necessarily believe that it's as severe, you know, as they say and they have been saying, and I don't know how you could think that with over a million people dying, but okay, if you still need to be sold on the fact that this thing is really that bad, just in case it's that bad, don't put people in harm's way. Because I couldn't even imagine purposely doing something like this, intentionally doing something like this, and then, you know, people getting ill, and now that's on my hands. That's all I would be thinking. Now, maybe you don't think like that, but that's what I would be thinking. I would be thinking, man, I had that party, and I saw people not wearing masks, and it was okay, and dang, now people are, like, sick. Because of that, I would feel horrible. And when you go back to say, you know what, we would do it again. You didn't talk to the folk, and you and the folk then said y'all would do it again. There's no remorse, no regrets. What kind of mess is that? No regrets, no remorse. That's scary. You see people getting sick. So I want to know how many, if people die, will that still be the mentality? If someone loses their life out of your 80 to 100 people, if people lose their life, is that going to be okay with you and you will still have no regrets? Okay? So, that's just, you know, food for thought today. It's just, you know, as I'm reading the news and I'm looking at, you know, we always criticize, you know, like I said, the people who are throwing the party for the 700, you know, with the 700 people end up showing up. You know, we're always criticizing them. But we got some things to think about when you going to go plan days of a revival. Days. Keep coming back. So if you didn't manage to escape the first time, it's all right. There's always more. If you manage to, you know, get through that one, there's always more. Yeah, that's the way it goes down. It don't, you know, you don't think about it like that, but that's real. That's real. What are we doing to protect the people? That's our job. So let's make sure we get the job done. Okay, let's make sure we get the job done. And then especially in these places where, you know, they are showing the numbers. You're running out of hospital space. You're pulling in the freezer trucks. But yet, the revival must still go on. Woo! Well, you might as well bust out the free booze, the free, you know, food and the twerking contest right along with it. You might as well. So, again, that's just my two cents and my little pea brain thoughts. So, we're going to get a little different you know, I'm going to go the opposite side. But yeah, it kind of brings me down a little bit. Because, you know, we've been talking about this leadership thing for a little, you know, from last week. And it kind of brings me down a little bit, you know, to see that at the end of the day, we ain't really acting much different than the regular people. So let's do what we got to do, okay? Let's get that number out there, 516-387-1358. Again, that number is 516-387-1358. If you want to call, if you want to share your opinion, if you have a question, you know, our line is pretty hot today. We've got some church folk questions going on out there. So, you know, the pastor's got some stuff to talk about today. So I thank you for chiming in and giving us some, you know, some stuff to talk about and to think about and some stuff to kind of get God's word on it. Okay, so make sure you keep it locked here on his.
You are listening to a special rebroadcast of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning to you. You're on with It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And we have arrived at Let's Talk About It Tuesday. Tuesday is also known as our Church Folk Day. So let's get our pastors going on here. You've heard enough from me. Good morning, Pastor Ed. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. I'm well. Glad that you're
good,
with
good.
Us this week. Thank you so much for just making sure you're here. Good morning, Pastor Charlene. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank God. How are you today?
I'm okay, thanks. You sound the way I feel.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Well, maybe after hearing Minister AJ's voice this morning, you might get a little perk up. So let's say good morning to our Minister AJ. Good morning, Minister AJ. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm well. So.
You will.
We've arrived at Church Folk Day, and, you know, I just did the news, so I'm gonna lead out with this one. We got our revival in rural Alabama, where the surge is taking place, and they had a few days of revival services, not just the night, but the morning and the night, and after a couple days of having that, They got hit with almost everybody getting the COVID-19 virus. And then on the flip side, we got the people over in New Jersey having the mansion party where they are serving free food, free booze, and giving away $1,000 to the best twerkers. Woo! But I mean, I want to get some thought, and then we can move on to one of our church folk questions. Pastor Ed, I'll start with you. I always like to start with you. What are your thoughts? You know, with this surge going on in Alabama, you are also living in a state where they've got this surge and they're running out of hospital beds. ICU is full to its capacity. So, you know, they got to be busting out some other areas to serve people. They done pulled in the freezer trucks to show you how real it is. But we got to have that revival. What is that?
Well, Pastor Steph, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be a double no for me. No to the revival and definitely no to the twerking. But there's a level of responsibility that I feel, you know, as a pastoral leader, and I'm not going to, I mean, that was a bit much. That's almost like, you know, trying to test God in essence, and I'm not going to do that. There are modes and platforms where you can still conduct, you know, God is omnipresent, and he's omnipotent, he's all-powerful, so I didn't necessarily have to bring everybody into a building, you know, twice a day, 3 days a week in order to have a revival. And, of course, that's my opinion. That no social distancing, it just seemed very irresponsible. I wouldn't do it. And it also reflects badly. It doesn't show good leadership. Think about the domino effect of all those people who were infected. And God forbid some or any of, you know, of them die. I wouldn't do it.
All righty. Double no. No twerking, no 3-day double service revival. Thank you, Pastor Ed, for you. Not even for, right? For a thousand dollars. They really know how to draw you in. They know how to draw you in. Free food, free booze, and $1,000 if you could twerk the best. Woo! Pastor Charlene. Thank you, Pastor Ed. Pastor Charlene. Revival.
Yes.
Or the twerking game. Which one we going to do?
We ain't doing neither one at all. I don't even know if y'all want me to talk. I am just so... The Bible said, be angry, but sin not. But I just, woo, Lord have mercy. Okay. Let me try to keep this short and keep it together. As a leader, just like Pastor Ed had stated, and just like everything that I was, well, not everything, some of the things that I was thinking, you have said already. And, but the leadership, you know, we have to think who we are following. God speaks to everybody if you listen. You should know right from wrong of just, and it has nothing to do with just being a Christian. It's more of common sense. If you see people that are sick and you see people that are dying, why do you put yourself in a position to where that you can get this? We have been supposed to stay away from each other because you don't know. You don't know what people have because people don't know that they have it. But for you to say as a leader, we will do it again, that's the piece right there that is so bothering me, you know, where that it's okay. It's like Russian roulette. I think that's how you say it. And you're taking a chance. But because you made it out this morning, you feel that you're coming back the afternoon, the evening, and then you're going to bring people with you. What does that say to you as a human being? Just as a human being, that you allow yourself and to bring your family, because you stated that the family that together. So what do we do? The whole family gets wiped out. And then on the other, and then also where that you take and like Pastor Ed said, God forbid anybody that passes, who are they going to look at? They're going to look at that leader. even though because the building or you have no revival, you make a choice of coming. But you have to understand and know you time to stay in and be able to hear from God. So that means y'all wasn't hearing from God when he said that y'all don't need to be coming outside and gathering together. The Lord told you y'all need to separate from each other, and you're still doing it. Now when it's working in, well, you know, like you said, free food and free booze, that's it. They is everybody coming. If they don't care if they what color, everybody coming because they're going to get the free. Free brings everybody out. Free brings everybody out when they come to the store. Free brings everything. It don't matter. It's free. They're coming. And then far as the $1,000 part, yep, that's right now people don't have money. So that $1,000, they're coming. They're coming, and it don't matter. Like you said, only certain people going to try to get up there. No, everybody going to try to get up there. They got it. They got it in the back or they don't. They still going to try to do it.
No. Just mention $1,000.
Yeah. I'm done. I don't want to go no more.
Yes, $1,000. Well, you got to just mention some money. Honey, and they ain't sent out them second stimulus checks yet. Man, I'm going to shake what my mama gave me and hope they can give me this $1,000. If not, I done got the free food. I done got the free booze, so I ain't lost nothing. And my health
care
matter.
And you have a down payment on your casket.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Woo!
Exactly.
And I can't even imagine as hot as, what'd you say, Charlotte?
And I said, because, you know, people, they drove from all over.
Listen, 700 people? That ain't just no locals. 700 people. They said it took 7 different areas of police to separate them people. 700. First of all, I don't want to be where 700 people are, period. I don't care if it's in a church. No, thank you. I don't care if it's in a stadium. No, thank you. I don't care if you are giving me free booze, free food, and $1,000 if I could twerk that thing. No. No. It's just too much. I've never been one for, like, a whole lot of people. You know, when you go to, like, one of the stadiums, I always kind of sit back and let, you know, the people go. I always go to the bathroom early so I can sit down and let everybody else get out. Because my thing is, what if everybody start running? Especially now, I only got one speed. And it ain't fast. And you've been in Stampede, Stephanie, and I've been in, you know, I've been in Dad. Just for what? Because I thought I might get $1,000. And then, you know, off the subject a minute, how you twerking with a mask on? Don't that take some breathing? See, that's where my head goes. That's where my head goes. You got to be twerking bent over and inhaling and exhaling into a mask. No. I'll pass. I shall pass. Minister AJ. We didn't left you over there for a little bit. You know, I'm sure you got some, you know, some thought, you know, maybe even an acronym for twerk. And or an acronym for revival. So what's your thought on this whole thing?
I think the church should have just invited the twerkers, and they could have just had one between them.
I hate you. I know we left you a little too long to simmer. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah,
you already know. Yeah, they should have just invited the twerkers down, and they should have just had one big party because evidently nothing real spiritual was going on at the church. So they had, you know, and maybe both was about money. You know, the twerkers came down, you know, to get the $1,000 in the church. Maybe had the revivals because they want to raise some money, because I just don't see it. I don't see why you would have people out here you know, during a pandemic and, you know, disobeying the laws of the land, it just doesn't make sense. And to me, it just, I agree with Pastor Perry when he said, you know, it's like, you know, testing God. And that's the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, you're tempting God to say, you know what I mean? Or you're testing God. And it just shows where leadership is. We talk about the world, but sometimes we got to really check ourselves as the church and as the leaders. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. And I feel like that's where we should be as a church. We should be in a place to prevent. You know what I'm saying? And we can't prevent because we're rushing to have stuff ourselves and do things that we have no business doing. So, you know what I mean? People are getting sick. People are dying. And I don't care if your congregation was four people. You know, just get on Zoom. Say what you got to say. You know, collect what you need to collect. And, you know, and there's so many different avenues that we can meet right now. You know, it's no business. They have no business doing it. Yeah. So, let's get the twerkers together. Yeah. If y'all want to test God, get the twerkers, just go out with a bang, you know.
Drop it like it's hot.
Evidently, nothing real spiritual going on there, so.
Well, it's
people
funny because
if you're rushing to have a revival. No.
Well, that was my thought, Minister AJ, to be honest with you. You know, when, like I said, I came across three articles today, and the first one I came across was the revival story. And like Pastor Charlene said, you know, my thing was, okay, if you got to, just get them in there, get them out of there, and go ahead about your business. But when you, after knowing that, you know, these people have been infected, you say we would do it again. I'm like, what does that say for, like repentance? You know, I don't know. It rubbed me wrong. And I was like, okay, well, what's my second story going to be? And I saw the other two, and I saw the one where the senator who had been bashing and, you know, talking about this whole COVID-19 thing, he ended up sick. And I saw the 700 people. I decided to do the 700 people. It wasn't until I started talking about it this morning that I made the connection, that there was a connection for me. So I thought, like Minister AJ thought, well, you know what? Didn't everybody just have a party? Just I didn't say it, but you see, it took him to say it. But it was just everybody get together, because at the end of the day, what's the real difference? And that became the scary part for me. When I thought about the fact that he said, you know, Dag, had I really thought about it, had I given some thought to it. You know, my thing is, well, why don't you just do what Jim Jones did, give him the drink and let's just kill ourselves. What's the difference? What's really the difference? One poison is no different than the next poison. And that's where my head went. And I'm like, well, you know, we just invited them to potential death. Well, what's the real difference when you now say, it's one thing, it's still to me in my brain, I say the same thing Pastor Ed said, it's still one thing to say, well, you know what, let's have that revival, you know what, blah, blah, blah. And then when you know, hindsight says, dang, Lord, I really didn't think this one through. But when you say it's okay, we would do it again. I don't know. But you all have said it. You know, I thank you for your feedback and how we're leading people, and we go back to last week's conversation about, you know, being in that level of authority. Sometimes we got to make those hard decisions. Would we love to have revivals right now? Absolutely. You know, I got a handful of people. Do I want to, you know, have service? That's the only time we really get together. You know, we have our little fellowship lunch afterwards. And like I always say to y'all, they don't go home. You know, they always stick around and put me to bed. You know, I would love to meet with them. But at the end of the day, I'm like, nah, that's all right. That's quite all right. We're going to be okay. You know, we're going to enjoy our little Zoom, our little conference call. And until the coast is clear, and like I said to you all yesterday, we got that phone call last week that said, hey, I tested positive. And we were like, well, how? You don't do nothing. You don't go nowhere. And the first thing I thought about was, oh, my God, the people in the house. Because if you, and she was like, I don't feel nothing. I don't have any symptoms. And, you know, and that became a very alarming to me because now I'm saying to myself, well, what happens to the kids? Everybody's exposed now. Kids, the dog, everybody, cat, fish, everybody. Everybody's exposed now. So we have to really behave in a much better manner where we act like we care about people. And to get, you know, into the news and tell people you would do it again, that's like saying I just fired, you know, a gun up in the air and I'll do it again. That's exactly the way it reads to me. So, you know, we gotta think about some things. We gotta think about some things. So, my fellow leaders, I thank you for sharing that with me. We've walked into our break. So we're going to take our quick break, and then we got a question that came up from last week, and maybe we can talk about it. It's due time with Pastor Steph. Let's talk about it Tuesday. Hold on to your seats. We'll be right back.
What's a morning without some dew? Spend yours with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. You're on with It's Due Time with, and it's Let's Talk About It Tuesday, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're talking about it. Yes, we're talking about them people who gamble with your life. I mean, you walk up into it thinking you're going to get $1,000. You know, if I could twerk the best, I could make it happen. You know, we could, you know, we need to get this food. Got to run over to the Piggly Wiggly, make this happen. Gotta make this happen. Oh, God. So, good morning to my pastors, Pastor Ed Perry, Pastor Charlene Beard.
Good morning.
And our minister, AJ.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, last week, we were talking, you know, doing our little chat thing about our church folk. And we were talking about the pastors and, you know, not getting those amens and not getting those hallelujahs and, you know, some people being a little disappointed. And I stumbled across a thought that I said to you, and I told Shantice to make sure she wrote it down because I got to talk about this one. My question is, why, when you are on a platform service and you've been given a couple of minutes to talk, you come prepared to give your morning worship sermon. Purposely, you start off by saying, well, I'm going to be here for about 11 minutes. I done already read through and I done calculated my time. And even when you don't say it, you had to know how long you were going to be because you're 10 minutes, 14 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and you still talking, and you are only supposed to be up there for a few. What is that? Pastor Ed, what is going on?
It's foolishness because it's rebellion. It's disobedience. You don't know how to follow order. You've been given an assignment, and your disobedience affects all the other assignments. You don't go, I mean, especially when it's premeditated. You're telling me the individual has calculated it. They know they were given 2 minutes. They show up with 11 minutes worth of what have you. Come on. It's almost like saying I'm more important than everybody else, so y'all need to hear what I say, and if it means somebody else doesn't get to speak, oh, well. It's disobedience. It's discourtesy. It's out of order.
Pastor Ed and said it's just flat that. How dare you? And, you know, it makes a lot of sense because a lot of times they've had to cut out some people. I've seen this happen. They've gone and whispered, and you're looking at a program, and somebody's not talking. And I want to tell you something. I was asked to speak one time, and they were so rude. I just told them, don't even worry about me today. Don't worry. You know, it's okay. Thank you for the invite. But it's okay. And it was like, no, it's not fair. I said, no, it's not fair to them either. Because not only that, I don't want to be up there talking and now people looking at me cross-eyed, looking at their watch trying to figure out how long she going to be up there. It just, no. I'll enjoy. I'll sit back and I'll watch. I've bowed out because of just that very thing. And not only that, like you said, because of time. You know, we're not going to turn this into a nine-hour program because everybody got to get up and, you know, say what they got to say. So let me stop talking and pass the mic to Pastor Shaw. What's that? What's going on, Pastor Shaw? And why people just can't do what they're asked to do?
Well, I'm laughing because I have done that myself. So,
what have you done yourself?
When they tell you that you have 7 minutes, so I have to tell the people that come with me, you know, flag me down. Let me know when I'm coming. I need to stop. Because sometimes I get happy. So I have done that. I'm better now. But I have done that.
We talking about you, Pastor Charlene?
I'm talking about me. I fell on me. It's all right. It's all right. I've had people pull on my clothes. Yes, I've been there before. And it's not right. It's really not because you do take up time from someone else. But there was I've always said, too, that, you know, when I was first starting out, you know, that's what you do. But there was a guy one time, he was a minister, and he had came. And I find that I knew he was not allowed to preach much because he went from Genesis to Revelation. And I was trying to flag him, you know, because I don't try to embarrass nobody. I didn't sit in the pulpit. I sat on the floor in the first row. So, you know, because everybody was on the floor. And I'm sitting there, and I started getting a white napkin and trying to wave it to him, and he kept right on going. So now you can hear the people talking, and they're like, okay, Pastor, when you going to stop him? So I'm saying, I'm trying to, but he's not paying me no attention. So I had to stand up and say, amen, enough. And he kept going. Even when I got up into that, he kept going.
Oh.
But sometimes, yes, it is disobedient. Yes, it is when people don't get a chance to preach or speak. It could be, you know, could be a deacon. It could be anybody. And that's where the training comes in, you know. But I thank God that, you know, my leader have pulled me in about it. You know, you can't go over but so much time. And I said, but it didn't feel like it was 7 minutes. I was like, okay, so I have to stop, and I apologize. I did apologize to everybody, you know, but I just got a little happy sometimes. That's why I thought it was funny when you said it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So now I got to sit through your apology. After I done sat through your 9 extra minutes of your sermon, now I got to hear how sorry you are. Sit down.
That's what I said. I apologize for being so long. God bless you. I love you. Please pray for me. I won't do it no more. God bless y'all. Please pray for me.
Oh, my
gosh.
Please, no. Text me your apology. I don't need you. You know what? I got something for you. You in that happy-to-go-to-hell. You in that happy-to-go-to-hell is box on the wall. That's for people who don't know how to sit down. After they 4 minutes of talking, you got that boxes over there for you, Pastor Charlene. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you have confession. But wait, see, here's the difference. That's what I'm saying. Here's the difference. Here's a convicted murderer. Yes, she's murdered the people in the congregation with this long, happified sermon, and she's coming back remorseful. You know, I'm sorry that I fired the gun in the air. It wasn't my intention. And if I could do it again, I won't do it. Y'all pray for me. See, that's what remorse is all about. That's what repentance is. I still got that box for you, though. Still got that box for you. Still got that box for you.
I thank you. And listen, I have to say it because there's some people that's on, and I know they are saying, you better say it also.
Okay, Minister AJ, is that your confession today? Or are you getting ready to help Pastor Charlotte walk over to the Happy to Go to Hell's box?
Well, Pastor Charlotte, what you sow, you reap. So you did it, that's why that guy was up there from Genesis to Revelation. It always comes back to the
earth. And then I received that too.
Yes. What you told me, I'm sorry. Because see, me, I ain't going to lie. If it was me, I probably wouldn't be on here confessing. So I would have to call y'all in after. And y'all would have to set an anonymous caller. Say, now I'm joking. But that's not my confession, because I usually try to stick to the minutes. You know, I usually try to stick to the minutes and not be a part of the rebellious crew. And I don't like being up there, especially or the pickle ministry. I don't want to be a part of the pickle ministry. So I usually try to stick to the minutes. You know, and I'm one of those people that try to stick to the guidelines. You know, because I hate when people, you know, I know this may be a little bit off subject, but I hate when calling up a person to pray, and then now they preach it. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah. Just, you know what I mean? Don't, you know, just stick to what you are supposed to be doing. Just stay right there. And even if you've never been to seminary and or school, I mean, listen, 7 minutes is 7 minutes. You know, jot down a couple of thoughts. You know, if you want to preach and modulate, say your points, and then just go to modulating and sit down. You know, and it's like, come on. And you can tell sometimes when, and for some of them, and not Pastor Charlotte, because she be having the spirit on her. But there's some people, it's rough. You know, for some people, you don't win over your 7 minutes and it's dry. It's crickets in here. Nobody is saying nothing. Your delivery is just dry. The word is dry. You know, the minutes is done dried up. And it's, you know what I mean? You're like a fox standing there. Give it up. Why don't you just stop? Say amen, close the book, and come back next time. Try again next time. And I think for some of them, they know that they're never going to get that chance again. So they try to get it in with their 11, 14, 1,400 minutes. They're going to try to get it in because they know they're not getting back up there again. Or, like Pastor Charlotte said, they've never gotten up there or gotten the opportunity. And for some of them, there's just no spirit on. You know what I mean? The spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. You know, let him anoint you. Don't get up there and flow. Because flesh will carry you over your time. You know, flesh has a tendency of having to stay in a thing too long. Not Pastor Charlene, though. She just be happy. That's I got to protect the truth. You can tell she has a word. But,
huh? Oh, gosh. He keeps it. Not Pastor Charlene, though.
We know she's got something to say, so we're not talking about her. But Pastor Charlene, you got to walk. And Pastor Charlene,
oh, I can't. See, for those of you, that's an inside joke. If you weren't listening yesterday, you missed why that Pastor Charlene joke is funny. See, that's what I'm telling you. Go back and listen. Go back and listen. Because everything on this Due Time with Pastor Steph is just a continuation. So if you didn't listen to yesterday's segment, that's why you may not understand the Pastor Charlene joke. Okay? So, good one. Good one. Good one, AJ. Good one, Minister AJ. Good one. Good one. Good one. Good one. You know, and I'm dead serious. I've seen people get up there with a packet, a literal packet of typewritten notes. Now, you didn't read through this thing. You didn't time yourself. And you know it ain't whatever. And listen, like I said, if you were given seven and you went over, you know, two, three, that's one thing. But when, again, it's intentional, I've literally had people say, I've been sitting there when people have said, well, you know, it's we were given this amount of minutes, but, you know, I already know it's going to take me X, Y, and Z amount of minutes. And in my opinion, there is no spirit leading you. There is no spirit leading you. Because when you are intentionally, and I look at it as defiance. I look at it as defiance because what I'm hearing is you're not even trying. That's why I said another 2-3 minutes I could live with. I could live with that.
Right.
Because, you know, if you are, you know, talking and you're not paying attention to the time, because this one thing, I've done that where I got a timer right there and it is so distracting to try to keep looking to make sure you haven't exceeded the amount of time. So I can get that. I can get that. You don't want to sit with a timer and all of this kind of stuff. And that's why to me notes are dangerous when you when you have a specific time that you have to keep to, because that flow is not the same. That those are crucial seconds that are going by that you're trying to find your place on that piece of paper, trying to follow them notes. You know, it's you know, I've been there. I understand. I get it. But I have to tell you, We can't get up there and, you know, have a definitive amount of time, you know, only a definitive amount of time and you didn't just patted your piece of paper, talking about here's my book, I want to give it to you. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. But, you know, we know that Pastor Charlene does not experience that. It's not her, as, you know, as Minister AJ has said. It's not her. It's other people, but it's not her. Yeah. But it's rude. It's rude. And you wonder why. And if you notice, after a while, a lot of those people don't get feedback. A lot of people don't, because now, again, people are looking at a roster. And they're like, oh, Lord, how long is this going to be? That's what their head is going through. Mm-hmm. How long is this overall service going to be? If everybody get up here and do what so-and-so did, then where does that leave us? And you start seeing the room empty. You know, how do you feel when now you're up there talking and the room is empty, Pastor Ed?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. And like I said, you specifically said the person has told you, I know it's 7 minutes, but I've got it. So that means you didn't even attempt in your preparation. And let me tell you, I prepared for platform services where I was mad. I'm like, oh, I just want to get this in, but it's going to take me over this time. And I'm going to tell you, because of the fact that I adhere to the assignment, God always finds a way to get what needs to be said and said, bless the people, and still do it within the time. And like you said, give or take a minute or two, you know, that may happen. But when you already purposed in your mind, listen, I ain't worried about what they're saying. This is about me. They're going to get all 15 minutes of this and do what they need to do with the 8 minutes that were lost. That, you know, that's problematic.
Well, there's only one route I would go thereafter, and we're going to talk about that when we finish this round. Pastor Charlene, the room is now empty because you just stood up there and had your 20-minute sermon because you couldn't count what the difference between 7 minutes and 20. And now everybody else is talking to a room full of chairs. Thanks to you.
Mm-hmm. That is true, though. People will walk out on you. And that's why I said I had to learn. You know, I'm not talking about I do it now. I'm talking about, you know, before. But people will walk out on you because, like, you're not really not saying much or nothing. You're not really saying much of anything. And then another thing, too, they will never have you come back either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then if you know other people ministries, then there's, you know, some preachers, they talk, and they say, oh, you're going to have to, oh, no, you know, they law, and they came to my church, and they was up there 25 minutes, and it was supposed to have been only 7, you know, so, you know, that happens too. But I've always, when people are long, and, you know, because people always afterwards, they want to sit, they want from the pastor, you know, how they did, whatever. And I have told them, you know, that you was long, you know, you have long. And I tell them too, you know, I used to do that myself, you know, and you have to be obedient to the house, you know, and you have to be obedient to God, you know, that you know how to tell time. You got to, you know, get somebody to flag you down. And that's what I had to learn, how to, you know, tell somebody, you know, flag me down when I get to 5 minutes. If it's 7, I know to bring it in. Bring it in. Let's go. And I'll sit down and get somebody else, and I'll give them a minute.
Minister AJ, I'm talking to a bunch of chairs now because Pastor Charlene and her people don't know how to sit down after 7 minutes.
If Pastor Charlene did that to me, I would be highly upset. You know, I need to, when I get up there, I need the twerkers, I need the COVID revival crew, I need everybody in attendance when I get up there. You know, the twerkers, you know, everybody. You know, this will be, because if I'm going to be rebellious, you know what I'm saying? I might be kind of rebellious.
I'm going all the way.
I'm going all the way. I'm not going to go to hell with gasoline drawers on for 4 people. You got to go in.
Oh, gosh.
I need an audience, man. Are you kidding me? I'm used to an audience. Even as a clown, I got an audience. And now you want me to talk to 4 people? But for me. Me, I would get up there and do what thus says the Lord, but it's about respecting each other too. You know, we
mm-hmm.
gotta be able
yeah.
to. When you get up there and you already know you 14 minutes over, you know, you kind of disrespected everybody. To me, there, you know, have respect for others. I've had been on the platform service and other preachers was whispering in my ear, "Oh man, saying some craziness." But it is what, have respect for one another, and I think that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Not Pastor Charlene, because
yeah.
she's interested. But when you go over there, when there's no spirit there, and it's dry, come on, you're hurting the people's ears in the audience and the congregation. You're hurting the other, you know, people that's on the platform. And then now, you know, people got to contend with that. If you also are on the roster to speak, now you're twisting and turning because you're like, Dad, this person is 15 minutes. Now you already, you know what I mean? You could be out of your element if you don't stay prayerful. Like, come on. Be respectful to one another. You know, don't get up there with no 20-minute sermon about nothing. And a lot of times when they go over like that, they're not saying nothing.
Right.
I've been in a service where somebody was preaching, and we didn't even know what time it was. But it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. But they were so interested. But that ain't the platform for that. We're going to know you're over your 7 minutes. So please, pal.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you got the note sitting in front of you.
You don't do it on a job. At 4 o'clock hit, you out that door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you don't go over your minutes then.
Yep. No, and you know, you're not lying. I remember having this conversation with many a people. I would be walking through because most times I would stay a little later because they got in at 8:30 and I got in at 9. So I would stay a little later a lot of the times, you know. And I would literally, they supposed to be clocking out at 5:00. I literally see them sitting in their chairs, bags on the table, flipping through phones, looking through a magazine, not working. Because they are literally waiting for 5 o'clock to come. And I'm talking 15, 20 minutes to the hour. So you're right. Mm. People ain't trying to stay at work, you know, after the time. So, you know, if you up there preaching, they surely not interested in staying in there after the time. But I think it was Pastor Charlene who touched on it. And I said, you know, I already have my resolution. And that's my thing. That's your last time. That's your last time. It's one thing, again, if, you know, you had 7 minutes and you went to 10, you would just, you know, you talked and that was it. But when you come with that book in your hand and that was your intent, that's your first and your last time being a part of anything I have. Right. I'm not doing it. No, because, again, like you all said, that's an intentional level of disrespect. I don't care if you my mother, father, sister, brother. You won't have to worry about, no, you better hope somebody else invites you because it won't happen here. It won't happen here. No, you are shut down. I'm dead serious. I don't care. And I'm going to be honest. I don't care how interesting you may have been. I don't care. I don't care if they got up and shouted and tore the pews down and no, you're not coming back. You're not coming back because it's just that's just out of line. And you again, like you said, Minister AJ, you're not doing that on your job. You're not doing that on your job. You're not you're not going above and beyond on that job like that. No. We're not doing that here. We're not doing that here. And we have to make sure that these are the things, you know, we pay attention to. You know, you cannot disregard God's people. You cannot disregard God. You cannot disregard the leader of whatever this service, you know, whatever this service is. You know, they've asked you to speak, you know, for a specific amount of time for a reason. You know, that is not for you to now do what you have your own service. Gather up your people of long-winded individuals. And then you can have as long as you want. And when people are getting up and walking out, and now you only looking at 5 people in the congregation because y'all didn't got up here and talk so long. And No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Like I said, I've bowed out because, you know, no, thank you. I'm good. We're good. Mm-mm. Just, you know, let everybody else just go ahead and speak. And, you know, I'll be a spectator today. I don't have to participate. It's not like that for me. And it's just not something godly to do. And I'm going to step into that arena. It's not godly. So my thing is, how much word do you have in you for the people if you've already disregarded the people? That now, again, that's my pea brain way of thinking about things. But you're supposed to love these people and have these people, you know, in the forefront of your mind, in the forefront of your heart. These are God's people. Then how do you deliberately disrespect, you know, the host, the congregation, you know, then where is your true love for the people? What kind of words you got for me when you didn't already stood there with your book? Why are you bringing a book anyway? I'm dead serious. I tell you no lie. I tell you no lie. The person had a book in their hand and said, I already timed myself. It's going to be this amount of time. And I was like, yo, wow, we out there with ours. Okay, it's a bit much, you know. And what do you do when someone says something to you, when they pull in your coat? Okay, so Pastor Charlene, I'm gonna ask you, when they were flagging you down and, you know, putting their hand around their throat and acting like they were dying or they needed a drink of water, you know, or leaning to the side or fanning themselves or, you know, got up to go to the bathroom for the fifth time. You know, what do you do? What do you say to yourself? What happened?
My husband over here talking about y'all slapping their hands on my get off me.
What? I said,
"Oh, my time is over. God bless you," and I sit down.
Okay, so at the first flag, stroke around the neck, you get down. Cause it didn't work for other people.
When they have pulled on my coat, you know, my jacket, and then I said, "Oh, my time is over," and they say, "Been over," and then I would just go and sit down. My husband's talking about I be slapping their hands, telling them, "Get off me, get off." But that's not true.
Oh gosh.
That's not true.
Okay, so you will be
slow.
Obedient to the flag.
Yes,
to sit on down.
I will, definitely. And sit on down and probably, and you know, close my eyes and put my head down. Because, you know, you'll be embarrassed. When somebody tug on you, you know, that's a little embarrassing. You know, like you went way, come on now, sit down. You know, I'm just in the car doing cartwheels. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Like they bring in the plane. Come on there.
Oh no. Okay, well, you know what? Then hopefully that embarrassment would work, and you know, keep you or whoever from, you know, and to help you be a little more mindful the next time. You know, again, you know, it's not.
It did.
Okay, good. Good.
It did. I guess I'm saying it taught me, you know, because just I'm. Like I said, it's not now that I do it because, like, you know, Minister AJ said, once I experienced it on the other end as being the pastor, you know, you see differently, you know. So I try to be very mindful. If I know, you know, that's why I said I make sure that I have somebody that's timing me. You know, usually my husband and he'll flag me down, you know, and let me know, okay, bring it in. You know, so I won't do that. You know, I won't do that. Y'all just pray for me. I'm coming to y'all church, and I'm going to preach for 7 minutes.
We're going to give you 2 minutes. So that way, if you preach for seven, you know, we'll give you, you know, you got that leeway. So we're going to say you got 2 minutes, Pastor Charlene, and that way if you go to 7 minutes, then we'd be all right, because that's exactly where we want you. Okay, you got to get some strategy, I guess, for the people that are, you know, that do have a word, like Minister AJ said, not you, because you do have a word. So we just got to, you know, be a little strategic with the time we give you. And then that way, if you run quote-unquote over, you really won't be quote-unquote over. Okay?
I appreciate that. Y'all pray for me. I'm coming to therapy on Thursday. I'm going to lay on the couch.
Well, good. And you need to tell your peoples who run over that time, who come with their book, that they need to be laying on that couch, too. You ain't got to be laying on that couch by yourself. Trust me. Pastor Ed, you got to go pay them bills. So we need a word from you to close this segment down today.
All right. But you know, a couple of things I thought about. I've been in some large churches where, you know, they actually will cut the sound off on you, turn the mic off. So you talking, ain't nobody hear you. And I've even seen places where maybe the person was known for going over, and the minute they step up, you see people start hunting each other, and maybe even some of them get up and walk out. So you don't want that on you of being, you know, disobedient. But my thing is, you know, when we come to worship together, we come to share the word, we want to come with a heart of you know, love, compassion, and like you said, concern for the people. So just be orderly. Do the assignment. And like Minister AJ said, even with the ministers that I train, I tell them, if we ask you to bless the offering, bless the offering. Don't go walking through memory lane and all these other things and give us a 30-minute prayer and you're just blessing the offering. If we tell you to bless the food, you know, do the assignment that was given. Follow instructions.
All righty. Follow instructions. Pastor Ed, it wouldn't be a church folk day if you weren't here with us. So we thank you so much for what you've contributed today. And we give God thanks for you, and we pray that you have a wonderful rest of the week.
Likewise, you too. God bless all of you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Now, Minister AJ started up something, talking about, you know, you've been given, you know, a request to say the prayer. And now before you say the prayer, you got to give a sermon. What is that? Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with people just not being able to follow the request? What is that? I don't get it. Because that I've seen happen, too. You ask someone to, you know, they say, oh, you know, can you come up and pray for so-and-so? And you say, you know, well, God gave me a word today. And I'm like, wait. Wait. Mm-hmm. God gave you a word. He did give you the word. The word was say a prayer. Word wasn't give a sermon. So, Pastor Charlene, what's happening with that one?
That is so true. I've seen that a lot. And they get that mic, you know, and they think that somebody's not going to stop them. With that, I've seen people that you know, like Pastor Ed said and Minister AJ and yourself, you know, where that if you call to do a job, that is what you're supposed to do. And sometimes I used to say, well, maybe it was lack of training, but then sometimes it's not. It's not that they haven't been trained or, you know, taught that or anything. It's just that people want to do what they want to do, being rebellious. It still goes to that, too. And then they want to do what they want to do. But, like, I just usually, you know, just shut them down. And you know that you can't do that. You can't call that person to do because they're going to go from A to B to C, you know. So if you're not going to pay attention and do what you're called to do, then you do nothing. You do nothing.
Absolutely. We'll just have you have a seat. Yeah. Have a seat. And, you know, learn. That's what you can do. Have a seat and learn. Yes, I agree. Well, Minister AJ, you say
watch as well as pray.
Right. That's right. And pray that you get another opportunity to get up here.
Right.
That's not the move. You brought it up, Minister AJ, where you know, people are asked to pray. And now you got the sermon that's precipitated the prayer. So now you got the 30-minute sermon plus the 20-minute prayer. So now you're up there for an hour. Why? What's your folk doing?
Yeah, they have the spirit or spirits on them. It ain't the spirit of the Lord. You know, spirit of the Lord will definitely have you prepared. Even walking from your seat to the front to do the assignment and to do it right, you're preparing yourself. You know, God be with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to take the spirit of God with you. And some people get up there, and it's not the spirit of God. You know, is some people want to be seen. You know, and I have a sister like that. You know, at Grandpa Struder, they call for the whole family. Now you got a family full of singers. Why are you leading out? I just need to know this. You know what I mean? You don't have it. All these singers up here, all these musicians, and you they called for somebody to lead. You grab the mic and start leading now. I said, you know what? But that's what it is. A lot of them want to be seen. You know, the spirit of God ain't resting on them. And what people have to understand, that's what anoints you to do it. God gives you, you know, he anoints you to do the thing. So why would you go in your own spirit, your own understanding, and your own flesh? Oh, I'm about to kill this thing. I'm about to do this. and you way off. You're not even doing it. So, God enables you through his anointing to get the task done. He empowers you. So why would you get up there and go without him? It just don't make sense. And just people don't understand how much of it is a blessing sometimes when you just get up there and do what they tell you to do. You don't know somebody might be blessed with that 10-minute prayer. You know what? You know, I needed that prayer. You know, you don't even know what you was up there praying, but I needed to hear that. And then you over here giving a Sunday school lesson and you're supposed to be praying. We started a bunch of confusion and nobody's being blessed. But I believe it's back to the Spirit of the Lord. I'm not going to even go back to what you did all week long because you know my thing. But it's like if you've been disobedient, you know, all your life, everywhere you go, it spills over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Spirit of God. And a lot of it has to do with preparation, too. Prepare. You know, and if you prepare, you're one of those people who prepare to do nothing without God, you're not going to get up there and do that. You know, you're going to take God with you.
Right.
And, you know, you'll allow God to anoint you, and you'll be a blessing to the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot to be said for just simply following instruction. People don't even understand what even that means. You know, first of all, we go back to, you know, saying that you'll be welcome back. You know, people will love to have you back. And I don't feel you're obligated to invite these people back when they have been so blatantly disrespectful, because you're inviting them, like you said, like you both have said, like Pastor Ed said, you've been invited to be a blessing. So when you have stood up with the intention on doing your thing, then already you have sidestepped being a blessing. Now you have decided what you were going to do, because the Spirit of the Lord will never lead you to do something contrary to what you have been asked to do. So, you know, I think we need to keep that in mind. So, Pastor Charlene, give us your last thoughts on today's conversation and today's topic before we sign off of Church Folk today.
I'm going to start off with, I repent of my sin. And please pray for me. But,
we do. We will. We will.
Yeah.
But after we get the sermon, we'll pray for you.
I just want to say obedience. And it is. It's obedience. And you have to be obedient to God. And you have to be obedient to your leader of the house. Because it might not be you in your own church. You might be, you know, somebody else's. So you don't have to be obedient. And it is by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, he will give you what you need to say. And when he is finished, then you need to be finished. And to be able to sit. And training, you know, we always need a refresh course. So sometimes, you know, people have been doing it for so long and they think their wrong is right, you know. But because you do it in your church sometimes also, that doesn't mean that you can do it in someone else's church, you know. But just be able to be have patience, pray, prepare yourself, and be understanding to that the people want, you know, you don't want people to see you come and see you go, you know. So you want to be able to stay in line with God, you know, and just be grateful and thankful that your name was called, because the same way someone calls you is the same way nobody else will ever call you, and that's not what you want. You want to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to God's house.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pastor Charlene, for your words of wisdom today and for your, you know, you said confess your sins to one another. So we thank you so much for teaching people how to confess and repent. And, you know, again, we have to learn from our mistakes. So we thank you so much for your contribution today in our Church Folk segment, and we pray you have a wonderful rest of the week.
Oh, thank you. You too, Pastor Steph, and to all the listeners and to my colleagues. Y'all have a wonderful day also. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Minister AJ, we're shutting it down with you. What say you about this whole respect issue? Up on the pulpit, up at the pulpit.
I say, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. And I also say, be the willing vessel that God needs, because we don't know ultimately all the time what God wants to do with us and through us. And he may want to do exceedingly abundantly and above even that we think that we could do. And so sometimes you just need to be the open vessel, willing, open up your heart and say, God, however you want to use me. And, you know, like even when I got on the broadcast, and I thank God for the broadcast, this podcast broadcast, because it's teaching me how to be that vessel where you may say you're not ready or whatever. You know, sometimes you just got to open up. And by me getting on here this morning, I got in very late, and then the peanut gallery's calling me, like, you know, make sure I was out. And I got in very late from work. And when I got on the broadcast, I didn't feel 100%, but I've been practicing, say what you want to feel. And I said, and I got on, I said, pretty well. I didn't want to sound like Pastor Charlene, you know, and say, you know, she, how she was talking was how you felt, Pastor Steph. But I said, you know what, let me press on. I'm doing pretty well. And like I say, that even with the broadcast rolling on, I feel better now, you know. So,
amen.
You know, I just think, just be that willing vessel, you know. Stop trying to figure out how you're going to do it and what you're going to be, and just let God lead you, and you'll come out on top. You will be a blessing to the people. And guess what? You will also be a blessing to yourself. So that's what I say. Just be the open vessel. You know, take, you know, put your script in the back, your agenda in the back, and let God lead you, and you'll come out on top all the time. Steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. So just let him lead you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Mr. AJ. And we give God thanks that you are feeling better, you know, from initial entrance onto the broadcast this morning. And we pray that whatever we do, you know, can be a blessing to you as well. So thank you so much for your contribution. And we pray for you, to have a better week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, he said, Minister AJ said, a mouthful. You know, we don't know how we're necessarily going to start, but we know if we put our hands in the hands of God, who stills the water, who holds the world, we don't know how we're going to come out on the opposite end. So, you know, we say thank you for... You know, how many lives do we actually turn around each day? How many lives do we turn around from people who go back and listen to the broadcast? How many lives get turned around when we get up every morning to allow God to use us? And, you know, they could be listening to us at midnight. They can't call in, you know, so it's not designed for them to speak to us directly, because they're calling in 12 hours later. You know, they're calling in at 7 o'clock at night. But something that is said here on this broadcast, any little thing that could be said, can change the trajectory of a person's life. I'm not even going to talk about change the trajectory of your day. I'm talking about change and redirect your life. And that's what happens here at Church Folk all the time. You know, we're talking about the things we laugh and we joke about the things that people do, but at the same time we then, you know, put a serious touch on, you know, what we're talking about, and we hopefully, prayerfully, redirect, you know, your steps. We pray that you allow God to order your steps, and you know that can change the trajectory of your life. And that's what God has put us here to do. You know, all week long, we have, you know, different segments on this Due Time with Pastor Steph. We're talking about many different things, but it is always something that we can interject and inject into our life that now helps us to be that difference that we need to be. So let's come together now and hold hands and hold hearts as we go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, God, for today, Tuesday, a day that we have never seen before and a day we will never see again. Thank you so much, God. And in our talking, let's talk about it Tuesday. In our talking, we don't know what we've said. Some, the slightest thing that we have said can help to change a person's life, can give a person a new way to think about something, can be the difference between eternal life and eternal death, can be the beginning of a new way of life, can be the beginning of a new walk in Christ. So we give you thanks for everyone who has spoken into today's episode, because we have opened up ourselves to be the vessel that God can use. And that's what we've been talking about, being someone that you can use, or deciding how we're going to be used, making that decision for you, making that decision for the people. But we pray, God, that each and every person learns what surrendering and submitting ourselves to you means, that you have touched our life differently today, that you have enlightened us, you have awakened us, that you gave us that food for thought that we've never considered before. When we thought it was all about us, we now realize it's all about you. It's not about what we are bringing to the table, but it's about us stepping up to that table and allowing ourselves to be you, allowing ourselves to be used by you. We don't have an agenda. We don't know what you want us to say, because sometimes we've prepared something, and as soon as we get ready to open up our mouth, you change the direction, and we go with the flow, because we have no other choice. Because we've already made the decision to be used by you. So we thank you, God, for teaching Pastor Charlene what it is to be obedient, that now she can be an example to others who have come behind her sidestepping, her ego being in the front, her decision. Now she can now teach, because you have taught her. You have opened her up so that she has learned what it is to just be about the Lord's business, not about mine. That I need to pay attention to those minutes that go by, because the Lord may not want me to speak for 15 minutes. He only wants me to speak for 6.5. And I done just took it out to those extra minutes where I ended up saying nothing at the end of the day. So we pray for each and every person who will hear this broadcast, that they will know when to say when, because they have listened and they have followed your Spirit's guiding, that you have ordered our steps and we have just decreased so that you could increase in our life, that you have been given total control, that there is nothing that we have that exceeds what you want, that if it weren't for you, we wouldn't even have these opportunities. Thank you, God. We thank you that everyone who comes on and speaks on this platform, that they will keep you in the forefront of their minds, in the forefront of their hearts, because you have shown me how serious you are about this ministry right here, and that everybody would watch me and would take my lead. That if they weren't as serious about you, that they would step up to the plate, and now you would become much more defined in their life. That they would just fall back and let you take over. We lift Minister AJ up to you this morning, God, that whatever he wasn't feeling, and we thank you for just turning him around even a little bit. We'll take it. But we pray that he just continues to open up himself to you, God, that he will be able to be used by you, and he'll forget whatever was on his mind. Pastor Charlene will forget whatever was on her mind. I would forget whatever on my mind, and anybody who's listening to this broadcast will forget. And although yesterday was shaking the Monday morning blues, if they can shake the Tuesday blues as well. Thank you so much for another opportunity to get to know you just a little bit more, to get just a little bit closer to you. Thank you so much for the love that you continuously extend to us and the investment that you continuously make in us each and every day. These are so many things we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Ah, we've gotten through another day here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. What have you learned today? What has been said? What's been said that has helped to change your life? So let's put that out there. Let's put that out there. Let's put that out there. What has, you know, I want you to go on, and I want you to put that on our Instagram or our Facebook post for today. You know, Shantice posts every day in Instagram, and I post twice a day. I post in the morning, you know, the announcement. So there's an announcement out there already this morning, you know, of today's segment. So I want you to go inside, and I want you to put how your life was changed or touched today. You know why? Because that's going to be your testimony to other people. Even if it's just three, four words, it's your job to witness. Do you realize that? That all of us at the end of the day are evangelists. Did you know that? Ah, well, you learn something new every day. Everybody is an evangelist at the end of the day. That's what God needs you to do. He needs you to be a witness for him, and he needs you to disciple. So how do you get a chance to disciple to the world? Well, you get to disciple to the world of FaceTime, not FaceTime, Facebook listeners and scrollers and all kind of things just by saying, I was touched by It's Due Time with Pastor Steph today when so-and-so said X, Y, and Z. Or my life was changed today because of X, Y, and Z. So give us that shout. Give us that shout. Please like us on Facebook. A Closer Walk Media Network is how we are found. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, push that pink button, and that way you will know each and every time we upload a new episode. Follow us on Instagram at ACW_media_network to stay updated with our tips, topics, and our guests. Knock on our door, Coach for Christian Life. That's how you're going to get, you know, that point across to everybody. Remember, go directly to that post for the day and give somebody a shout-out. Pastor Ed Perry, Pastor Charlene Beard, Minister AJ, give them a shout and let us know how you were changed today. That's the biggest blessing that you could ever give someone, is to let them know how you've been blessed. Go back and listen to past episodes. Bless yourself. Go back and listen to past episodes. I promise you, you won't regret it. It is definitely something that will encourage you and touch your life. And there is nothing that you will do when you, you know, go back and listen to past episodes that you will lose. You won't lose a thing. You'll gain so much, okay? Please go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Again, I say, you're listening to us like they, I told you, they show me where our listens come from. You're on. So while you're on, make sure you, you know, tap that review and rate button and give us some stars, whatever you feel we're worth and we've earned.
then, you know, give it to the people. Let them know what you've experienced. Tune in tomorrow. It is Wow Wednesday. And we always got some good wow stuff coming your way. We have our standards, you know, our staples, our techie talk. We've got our socially conscious. We got our faith over fear. So you got a whole lot that you will be getting tomorrow. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, make sure you keep your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off. It's been a blessing to have had you with me today. I thank you so much for listening. I love you.
It's critical.